I knew Sierra Bush. After the first and only vice presidential debate in the United States, Republican Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic challenger Kamala Harris faced off in the U.S. state of Utah. The coronavirus dominated the discussion, with Ms. Harris calling President Trump's handling of the pandemic the, quote, greatest failure of any presidential administration, end quote. Mr. Pence countered, saying the president has constantly put the American people first. Analysts noted that the debate was far more civil than last week's debate between President Trump and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden, which was widely panned as an exercise in incivility. President Trump returned to the Oval Office at the White House on Wednesday, just 2 days after being released from a medical facility. This after he was diagnosed with COVID-19. In a video released on his Twitter account, the president thanked his doctors and praised the experimental antibody treatment he received at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Earlier that day, Mr. Trump's doctor said the president continued to make progress in his recovery, does not have a fever, and has been symptom-free for 24 hours. More than 20 people in the president's inner circle have tested positive for the virus. Meantime, Russian President Vladimir Putin is decrying what he called Joe Biden's sharp anti-Russian rhetoric, but praising the Democratic presidential nominee's comments on arms control. In his first detailed statements on the U.S. presidential campaign, Putin also lamented President Donald Trump's failure to improve relations between Moscow and Washington, but he blamed this on a bipartisan consensus on the need to contain Russia and to curb the country's development. He also said Biden's reference to Trump's last comment, Biden also said that when Trump, this is VOA News. Two Islamic State militants from Britain appeared before a U.S. federal court to face charges in a gruesome campaign of torture, beheadings, and other violence against four Americans and others captured and held hostage in Syria. U.S. Attorney Zachary Terwilliger spoke after the two militants from Britain made their initial appearance in federal court. He said that there will be a detention hearing on Friday at 11 a.m. That's where their attorneys can argue that they should be released pending trial. But he said, I can tell you that the government will be seeking detention. The Nobel Prize in Chemistry has been awarded to two researchers for a gene editing tool that has revolutionized science by providing a way to alter DNA. The technology recognized in the award is already being used to cure a host of diseases and raise better crops and animals. Emmanuel Charpentier of France and Jennifer Doudna of the United States developed the tool 8 years ago to cut genes at a specific spot. It's being tested for sickle cell disease, cancer, and inherited forms of blindness. Coronavirus infections in Ukraine began surging in late summer, and the ripples are hitting towns like Stebnik in the western part of the country. Dr. Natalia Stetsik, the chief doctor at the only hospital in the town of 20,000 people, is watching the rise with alarm and anguish. She says the hospital is catastrophically short of doctors. It's supposed to hold 100 patients, but is treating 106 patients with COVID-19. Ukraine imposed a tight lockdown in March, slowing the number of cases, but they started rising again, and the government closed the borders at the end of August. Positive tests reach a new peak of 4,661 a day last weekend. In the early days of the pandemic, the harried health officials of Peru faced a quandary. They knew molecular tests for COVID-19 were the best option, yet they didn't have the labs, supplies, or technicians to make them work. So they opted to go with a cheaper alternative, antibody tests, mostly from China, that aren't designed to diagnose cases at all. The result, according to interviews with ex-health officials and epidemiologists, is that the nation was never able to quickly identify and isolate cases. What's more, a number of the tests imported have since been pulled from the market in other nations after being found faulty. Now Peru has the world's highest per capita COVID-19 mortality rate, and their approach to testing is believed to be one reason why. Prince William has joined forces with renowned British broadcaster and naturalist David Attenborough to launch a new environmental prize called the Earthshot Prize. It has grand ambitions to incentivize change and help to repair our planet. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.